What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's get to it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. I don't know how to gas you up any more than this. But in 7 days from right now, this very second, this radio program will emanate live from the College Football Hall of Fame as Southeastern Conference Media Days will be underway, and your boy will be live in the building. 4 days of natty, but college football coming your way a week from right now. I will be headed over on Sunday. Sunday night. I got a real issue on Sunday night, though, because
there's something going on in Atlanta on Sunday night. I don't know if I think that's this Sunday. Maybe you didn't remember. Wrestling wise.
Oh, son of a biscuit.
I'm pretty sure that's this Sunday.
Daddy might be heading over early.
Yeah,
I didn't even think about that.
I'm pretty sure Evolution. I have to look it up, but I'm pretty sure it's this week.
You're right. I might be heading over early. But a week from now. Actually, you may have just solved my issue. I may just have to shut up and get there early Monday morning. So they're opening up the venue late Sunday. After closing, they're opening up the venue so that dorks like me who have to be on the radio at bleep you o'clock in the morning can show up, can set their stuff up the night before.
It is this weekend. It is Sunday.
It's Sunday?
Yeah.
And I'm staying
6:30.
Right there.
6:30.
I'm right there.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to talk about that a little later. So, Sunday night, I am going to...
I don't know
to,
if you knew this, but Trish Stratus is going to be there. Yeah, I don't know if you're a Trish person.
I mean...
Mommy's going to be there.
I'm that age.
Yeah.
But if daddy's going for mommy.
Okay.
All right. I can go into the building on Sunday because they are opening up the College Football Hall of Fame after it closes to the general public. And they are opening up for dudes like me who have to do a morning show the next day to come in early and get everything set up, get everything ready to roll so that we can be live on the air bright and early the next morning without having to show up at 3 a.m. to set everything up. And so I can go in on Sunday. The issue is that if I go in on Sunday, there's... Like, I'll see the lobby, but there's not really, like, I can walk around a little bit, but there's not really, like, the grand reveal of the College Football Hall of Fame, which I am ashamed to acknowledge, not been to yet. I've been to Atlanta 11 times since I moved here to the upstate, and there's been plans every time to go to the College Football Hall of Fame, But every time I've gone over there, something has come up. For instance, when I was over there for the bachelor party last year, it was me, the little brother, and like seven of the boys. And as it was a Rob Brown-centric trip, it was my bachelor party. Shut up. I'm not that big of an egomaniac. When we were putting the plans together, they're like, what would you like to do? Where do you want to go? And really, the only reason we picked Atlanta was we were all going to go to a couple of Braves games together, and then we were really just going to like hang out. The boys were going to hang out around the Airbnb. We're going to drink a little, talk a little, eat a little, go to a little baseball game, just kind of chill. And I added to the list a couple of weeks out. I'm like, fellas, the Airbnb was quite literally like driver three iron away from the Airbnb. So I'm like, we got to hit the College Football Hall of Fame, right? There's only four or five of us that are college football fans, but that's a majority. Let's do it. So we were going to do the CFBHOF. And then when we got there on Friday. No, sorry, Thursday. We went over, I took Friday off. We went over on Thursday. And on Friday was just kind of like bum around Atlanta. We all went downtown. We had a bunch of different restaurants. Like most of us are either 40 or close to it. So it wasn't like, let's hit up the dancing place. You know, the dancing place that the youths go to.
Yeah, you kind of look like the dancing gopher from Caddyshack. I'm just saying.
We weren't going to hit up the dancing place because all of us were either in our 40s or close enough to it that we're like, Dad.
So you're saying you lost your boogie?
No, I'm not. I'm saying the dance in place at 40 doesn't hit the same way the dance in place does at 26. It's just like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry, the internet's free. You get my drift? Like, the internet's free.
Plus, you dance to pick up people.
I ain't talking about that kind of dancing place.
You don't need to go.
I'm talking about the dancing place with tassels.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
So you're talking about,
as my grandmama would say, bless your heart,
adult entertainment.
I'm talking about the dancing place with the tassels.
Yeah, but that wasn't how you were dancing.
Oh, I know.
You were dancing like you were going to hit the disco.
I didn't want to start swinging these things around on the stream without charging $9.99 a month for it.
You went down a couple cup sizes, so it might be it might be hard to do.
We did not want to hit up the adult gentleman's recreational facility because, again, it's just, I'm old. It's past, like, it ain't my thing anymore. I'm not saying I wouldn't go. I'm just saying it's not my thing anymore. So we were like, all right, let's just go downtown Atlanta. We'll like bar hop a little bit, catch an Uber back, chill out on Friday, as the last of the group straggles in. Then it was Saturday. We had a baseball game Saturday. We had another baseball game Sunday. So on Saturday, we're like, all right, well, we could go in the AM. But by the time the AM got there, most of the people had too much fun in the PM to be capable of going to enjoy the AM. So that turned into, what if we just like Uber Eats a ton of breakfast food and start the day early? So we did that. We went to the baseball game, came back, and we're like, let's go Sunday. But the game Sunday, because the folks in charge of buying the tickets, geniuses that they were, did not pay attention to the fact that the baseball game on Sunday started at like 2 in the afternoon. And so couldn't do it on Sunday. And then obviously we all left Sunday night to head back to our various locations. So that's kind of the stuff. So I haven't been to the College Football Hall of Fame yet. This is going to be the first time. And so I am looking at going in on Sunday. The problem is, if I go in on Sunday, the lights are going to be on, but it's not a come in, take a tour, see the, like, it's like, here's the media area. You may set up and then you may GTFO. That's it. So if I go on Sunday, I'm going to kind of like see it the way that you would see the amusement park looking through the fence. It's like, yeah, like, I guess it's cool to see, but I don't get to ride the rides. I don't get to eat the fair food. This ain't it. And so my thought is,
well, you don't know for sure how things are set up. You may not be able to see anything.
I may not be able to. This is true. But my understanding is the majority of the stuff is going to be in a kind of a press bullpen that is in the lobby, but it's off over to the side. I do not have that officially confirmed. That's just what I've been told they did the last time that they were there. So either way, I will get to go in, but I won't really get to like tour. If I go on Monday, then it would be get there at, I will end up getting there Monday at like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning to go in, set everything up, test everything, make sure it's all working, make sure we're ready to go on the air at 6, and then I'll be one of like a handful of people in that building. There's just not going to be a lot of people there because it's going to be people doing morning shows and I assume a handful of conference officials until, you know, everybody else, the players and the coaches and all that, start to show up later on in the day. So do I go Sunday? Do I go Sunday night? Do I go to the wrestling and skip out on that and just deal with it and go Monday and set up Monday morning? I don't really know how to handle it. What I do know is that I believe I'm still waiting on the itinerary about the entire event from the SEC, but apparently one of the nights, either Tuesday or Wednesday, I don't know yet, one of the nights they are going to, after hours, open up the College Football Hall of Fame just for people that are there for media days. And it's just like experience, like you get the whole museum. So do I wait for that moment? Do I wait for that night? Like the first day or two that I'm there, do I not walk around and do I save the grand tour for the night that it's open for like 100 of us? Do I save it? It's going to be more than that. It's SEC media. It'd be like a couple hundred of us. But do I save it for the night that it is open to just us and I can go like get the full experience, or do like the minute, because I could Monday either before the show or right when it goes off the air between press conferences of the coaches and the athletic directors and the players and all that, I could on Monday kind of take the tour during the day, but it is open. I believe it is open to everybody else during that day as well. Or do I save it up when I can really go enjoy the sparse crowds and take advantage? I don't get paid a lot in this job. It's the perks that make it a great job. Perk of the job is my first time in the College Football Hall of Fame could be like not crowded. It's just I get to take as much time as I want in a venue that is perfectly closed, but I also have to wait 2 days for that.
Yeah, I would wait for that because it will make you feel more special while you're doing it. Like, they open this up just for me and other
made
people.
A bunch of other nerds.
Yeah, but mostly just for you. So, I would wait. And who knows how much time you're actually going to have to do things while you're there, because you're going to be scattered trying to get interviews and all that kind of thing. And you may not have time.
That is also true. We'll see how it plays out. 1 week from 11 minutes ago, we will be going live, opening the broadcast live from the College Football Hall of Fame for the Southeastern Conference Media Days. And as Lonzo likes to say, that is officially the signifier that
football season has started. We are a week away, less than a week away. It depends on what time you think the actual. Well, I guess when that event starts, when you go on the air for us,
that's the start of football season.
That is the start of football
season. I like that. The countdown to college football is now 6 days, 23 hours, 47 minutes, and however many seconds. You'll appreciate this. I was on the air Saturday on Bet for the Cycle, and we were talking, as we do on that show, about Major League Baseball. Myself and former Major League Baseball player Cody Decker, who is my co-host on Saturdays. And so we were talking about, you know, some teams, some winners, some losers of the first half. The question got popped. Cody Decker says to me on the air, he says, Rob Brown, do you know, as we talk about I think we were talking about the Mariners. I don't remember. We're talking about one of the teams. He says, do you know what happens on the last day of this month? And I said, I sure do, Cody Decker. NFL preseason game number one, the Hall of Fame game, live from Canton, Ohio. And he went, no, it's the baseball trade deadline. What is wrong with you? And our producer gets on. Double D was out. Our producer Kenny gets on and he goes, Decky's right. Football season is here, kid. I'm not saying
Speaking
that I'm
of
counting
that,
down.
The 12th, which I believe is Saturday.
That is Saturday.
that's when
camps open up, right?
That's when the Chargers report.
Or some of the camps
open
up.
Yeah, because the two teams that are playing the Hall of Fame game that you're talking about, they're going in a week early. And the Chargers is one of those teams. I forget who they're playing.
As we like to say in the business, there is a phrase that we like to use for things like this, and that phrase is hell yeah. That's what it is. Chargers and the Fightin' Dan Campbells are in the Hall of Fame game. That is going to be on July the 31st. That is a Thursday night. It is the final day of the month of July. And when that arrives, ladies and gentlemen, it will no longer be like, hey, everybody, it's football season. It's going to be, it's football season.
See, but think about this. Not only are you talking college football live from the College Football Hall of Fame and SEC Media Days next week, but we'll also be starting to get training camp stuff.
We will be.
Starting next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying football season is here. Again, we got 7 days till that happens. So it is the last week of ranking season, which means we're going to be ranking some stuff coming up today. Plus, I got a bunch of other good stuff we're going to get to today because what a weekend in sports it was. The Braves stink. They got swept at home by the Baltimore Orioles. The sub-500 Baltimore Orioles came into the Braves' house and kicked the crap out of them over this weekend because the Braves can't hit a baseball. We're going to talk about that because if you did not believe me on Friday of last week when I said this team is cooked. Well done all the way. Char-grilled, just outright burnt. No more red in the middle. This team is officially washed. Now the question is, the team that beat them, the Baltimore Orioles, see, Brandon Hyde was their manager. And Brandon Hyde got fired 46 games ago. The Orioles, since they moved on from Brandon Hyde, and by the way, they moved on from Brandon Hyde for not meeting expectations this year. Because this Orioles team has been in the playoffs twice in a row the last 2 years. Now, granted, they got bumped in the first round both times, but a lot of that had to do with the fact that they have one of the youngest teams in Major League Baseball. Experience matters. So, the Orioles were sub-500 by a lot, like by a significant margin. And when they got to that point, the O's said, yep, that's not it, and they fired Brandon Hyde, their manager. Since they fired Brandon Hyde, their manager, they are now 26-20. They were a dozen games below 500. They are now back at 500 and trending upwards after coming to the Battery and bumping the Braves 1-2-3 in the center of the ring. The Braves, on the other hand, are now 11 games below 500. The Braves, on the other hand, are now 11 games below 500 for the first time since 2017. Now, you will remember that in 2014, the Braves blew everything up. They went, this isn't it. This isn't working. These aren't the guys. Freddie ain't him. They're like, none of this is working. They blew that team up, and the Braves ownership and management acknowledged at the time, it is going to be a 2 to 3 year process to get where we want to be. 2017, they were as bad as it felt like they were going to be for a long time. They made one or two small changes, and that began an upward trajectory that led to the 2021 World Series championship. The Orioles are doing now what the Braves were doing around that time. They are now 26-20 since they changed out managers. They are now right at 500 and not just creeping above 500, but are trending up dramatically since that happened. I don't know what you want me to say. The solution to this is very, very simple. Brian Snicker has got to go. However, you're in a tough spot, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later in the show. We are going to talk about the concept of loyalty in sports because there is an element of loyalty being paid to Brian Snicker right now that I think is due and deserved and also is going to cost you this absolute wash of a season as the Braves are now 39-50. They are now officially a full game and a half behind the Miami Marlins, and there are 2.5 games up on the Washington Nationals. That's where you are right now. So I want to talk about loyalty because I have to tell you, I think there comes a point where even if you have loyalty, show loyalty, there comes a point where you have an obligation to everybody except the guy you're being loyal to. And it feels to me like the Braves are past that point. So we're going to talk about that coming up later on in the show. We got some college football. We got some NFL, as Lonzo mentioned. 7 days away from SEC Media Days and officially the start of the unofficial football season here on the Rob Brown Show. And the Fan Upstate. Let's go, y'all.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The Rob Brown Show is back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Loyalty is important. It is one of the best qualities any human being can have. However, you have an obligation to everyone to recognize when the person that you are being loyalty, scratch that, I can do this. When the person you are being loyal to is not living up to their obligations, that is the most important thing you can learn about loyalty, is that sometimes you can be loyal to a person, but say you're not doing the job well enough. and move on. Not because you're disloyal to that person, but because you also have a sense of obligation to other people. I am not saying everything happening in Atlanta right now is the fault of Brian Snicker. What I am saying is at some point you have to recognize that all of the problems within that organization point to Brian Snicker. Now, there is another discussion here about Alex Anthopoulos, a general manager who back in 2020-21 led us all to believe that he was an absolute and certified genius. Hindsight's 2020. So I'm willing to, for right now, briefly, lay off on Alex Anthopoulos because I am not ready to say that a lot of the players that Braves fans are ready to cast off and move on from, are ready to sell at the trade deadline, I'm not ready to say that they are all washes, that these were all incorrect decisions made by the general manager. What I am willing to say is that a lot of the problems that these players seem to be having, a lot of the issues that these players seem to be having seem to be connected to coaching. Michael Harris II has not drawn a walk in like 159 plate appearances. That should be statistically impossible, but it hasn't happened. That to me says that they're not working with him on plate discipline, on understanding situations and scenarios, on recognizing where he is in counts, and recognizing where those counts are in games. We have seen a drop-off in the numbers of guys like Olsen and Riley, etc. It is absolutely possible that these guys just weren't as good as they showed when the Braves signed them to long-term contracts. But it is interesting to me that a Braves team that has been one of the most prolific offenses in recent baseball memory suddenly can't do anything anymore. It is shocking to me that you had Kevin Seitzer, who was the hitting coach up till last year. Seitzer leaves, he goes to Seattle, and all of the sudden, the Seattle offense is raking. This team is hitting the baseball. They are moving up the MLB standings despite all of it being centered on Cal Raleigh, a.k.a. the Big Dumper, a nickname that I have completely 180'd. I hated it. Now I love it. They have completely turned it around. The Braves, on the other hand, have also completely turned around. Unfortunately, they're headed into the dumper. And nothing is changing. Like, you sat Michael Harris for a game, and then you put him back in the lineup, nothing changed. I got guys going up there that are swinging at garbage right now. Nothing is changing. You can't score. I saw the record for Atlanta in one-run games is hilariously bad. And all that says to me is you're not scoring enough runs. I don't know what to say at this point. Other than the issues that this team is having, I now am willing to say it's on coaching. Now, there's going to be a larger discussion. By the way, the Braves' run differential is +4. A +4 run differential with a record of 39-50 says you're losing a buttload of one-run games. And if you go back and look, a lot of, if not most of those one-run games are low-scoring games. You're losing to the Orioles 2-1. You're losing to the Orioles 3-2. You're losing to the Phillies 2-1. A lot of the you're losing to what was the other one that drove me crazy? Oh, at the Mets, the first or the second loss you took, I think, was a one-run low-scoring game. When you are losing that many low-scoring one-run games, I don't have any other option but to put it on the guy at the controls. And I know I've kind of made a big deal of it as a joke, but that second loss out of three to the Angels, a 5-1 loss, that game was a 5-1 loss despite the fact that Grant Holmes went out there, gave you, what was it, 6 innings, 5 hits, 10 Ks, no runs. You have to win when your starting pitcher gives you that line. You just have to. And when Holmes came out of that game and you went to the pen, a bullpen that has not just been tragic, but that nothing is being done to fix it. Nothing's being changed. It's not being shaken up. Nobody's been moved around. You made a couple of moves. I think Dodd got sent down. You just brought somebody back up. Like, who cares at this point, right? You're so far back. There's no momentum. Who cares at this point? But nothing's getting done. And in that game, I think we're in the seventh inning. Maybe it's the eighth. It's a one-run game. It's like 1-0 Angels at that point. This is a game that I had not given up yet. This was the game that broke me, the 5-1 loss. That's the game that broke me as a Braves fan. I'm watching that game. I'm edge of the seat in the Bro Cave. And as I'm watching this game, the camera turns and it looks at Brian Snitker over in the dugout. And Snit is away from the players. He's not talking to them. He's not communicating with them. He's not down there giving coaching advice, whatever. He's down at the end of the bench. He's by himself. He's got his little lineup card, and he's sitting back in his chair like this, and he's looking at it, and then he sits it down on the bench next to him. And I've made a joke about this happening for like a year and a half now, but they show him, and he just goes, like we were keeping him up past his bedtime. Now, Brian Snitker has been with the Braves organization for 40-plus years. He has managed at every level of that organization from the bottom now at the tippy-tippy top. So there is a desire to be loyal to Brian Snitker. I understand that. You also have Brian Snitker, who won you a World Series 4 years ago. There is a desire to show loyalty because of that, and I understand that. But there is also an obligation to be as good of a baseball team as you can be. And there's too much talent just on this roster to be 39 and 50. And what is happening here is by showing loyalty to Brian Snitker, despite the fact that this team stinks right now, you are telling me and all of my Braves friends and all of you out there that are Braves fans that your ability to enjoy a good baseball team is less important than Brian Snitker's happiness with the job he's been in for 40 years. Now, I do want to be both sides of the coin on this issue. I understand that there is concern that it will be difficult to get a guy who, if he comes in and has success, feels like there is loyalty and will be willing to stick around for a long time because he goes, wait a minute, if you're willing to can a guy who's been there for 40 years, if I come win a World Series and then we have a struggle 2 years later, am I next? I get that. And that is a concern. But man, I'm not saying this team is like a top tier World Series candidate. I am saying they're an NL candidate. They're a National League candidate. They're a team that should be up there with Philly. Should be up there with the Dodgers, should be up there with the Padres, and yet we are falling short. It's the same thing over and over and over. It's the same problems. It's bad bullpen pitching. It's no closer. It's incredibly horrific plate discipline. It's poor decision-making on the bases. Nothing is changing, and yet you are telling me, as a Braves fan, we would rather be loyal to this one guy then show any desire to make the team better so that y'all as fans, the ones that actually buy the tickets and spend the money and watch our games, can sit back and enjoy. I haven't watched a Braves game since that 5-1 Angels loss. I watched like 10 minutes of the Orioles game yesterday. 2-1, snooze fest. Can't do anything. Can't hit the ball. Can't pitch. What are we doing? I understand loyalty, but at some point you got to recognize I have an obligation to the fans to make them happy, and the Braves are miserably falling short of that. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I was going to move on from this because it's Monday morning. We are 7 days away from Southeastern Conference Media Days and ergo the beginning of the college football season, at least we are telling ourselves. And I don't want to spend Monday morning with an elevated blood pressure. So I was going to let this go, but during the break, you can all blame this on Jacob, who has joined us on our live stream, and you can do the same at facebook.com/thefanupstate, the Fan Upstate on YouTube, the Fan Upstate on Twitter, or the Rob Brown Show on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Twitch. We stream all 4 hours of the show live, and we interact with you guys during the break. So if you want to go behind the scenes, if you want to see how the show works off the air, if you want to have conversations with Zoe, myself, and the rest of the Armada when we were on break, this is the best way to do that. So we were on the break, and Jacob, who is also a Braves guy, popped into the chat. And the last segment, I said, look, I understand the desire to show loyalty to Brian Snicker. He's been in the organization for 40-plus years. He won you a World Series in 2021. Everybody knows this is it. Everybody knows this is his last season. There's been no secret about that. He is done after this year. And so the concept has been, let him ride off into the sunset. Let him finish up the year. Maybe it's not the year you wanted to have, but let him ride off into the sunset as the acting manager for the Atlanta Braves. And I not only got that, I was good with it. Even if it's like, maybe we come up a little short, cool. I understand it. And as I pointed out, there's a business reason for that. The business reason for that is you, when Brian Snicker moves on, you would like to think that the next guy that you get is going to be a long-term manager. It's going to be somebody who says the Atlanta Braves are a, you know, they're a legacy team. If you get the opportunity to coach a team like the Atlanta Braves, you take it. And so the hope, the optimism in that is that the next guy is going to come in, he's going to be good, you're going to be able to keep him locked up for, you know, Bobby Cox years. And that's fine. And if you fire Brian Snicker because he's having a bad year, then a guy who might be long-term might go, I don't really know if I want to go there, because if I go there, even if I win a World Series, if I turn around over the next couple of years and have a couple of bad years, am I next? Will they can me the way that they can Snit for having a bad year? But the flip side of that, obviously, is I feel like the Braves have an obligation to me to be good. Or at least to, if things aren't good, I'm not saying win the World Series every year, but if things aren't in the right direction, to do whatever needs to be done to at least point in that direction. To at least give me some optimism about the future. Because right now, I have none. Now, there is another side to that, too. If nothing else, the Rob Brown Show has nuance. And that it's on the players to some degree, right? Even if the coaching isn't where you want it, it is still on the players to some degree to dial the bleep in and get it together. Jacob popped into the chat a minute ago, and he said, I'm not comparing Bobby to Snit, but they kept him until he retired even after they only won one championship. This all started with when Ron Washington left. I'm just saying they need wild turkey and cigars to get them going. All right. I like the last one. I'm all on board. Nothing in Rob Brown's life that some wild turkey and a good cigar can't fix. Like Miguel Angel Cabrera said last week, hey man, things went wrong. How do you get it back? What do you mean, get it back? I'm going to go pop a bottle of wine, smoke a couple of cigars, and whatever happens tomorrow happens. That's the Rob Brown philosophy. I'm good with it. But I'll say this. I do think Ron Washington is a part of it. And I think anybody who thinks he was not a part of it did not pay attention, because Ron Washington was a vibes dude. Like, he was the guy. You could see it on the field. I went to I don't know how many Braves games last year. One of my favorite things to watch. I went in early to a few of the games that I went to, like, by myself or with one buddy. One of the things that I enjoyed watching, if you went to Braves games before Ron Wash took off to go to L.A., was on the field pregame, when a lot of guys are out there and they're doing the throwing and they're stretching and they're getting them warmed up and they're getting ready or whatever, almost every game, you would see a large group of the starters who would go over towards the dugout with Ron Washington, and they would play Pepper. You play Pepper back as a kid? Pepper was always a game you either loved or hated, depending on who the coach was. Pepper was like 4, 5, 6 guys would stand in a line, and you'd be from, you know, 7 feet to 8 feet away from a coach. And the coach would have a bat and a ball, and he would hit the ball, and he would, like, quick hit it, not like swing it at you, but he would spike the ball into the ground. And Pepper was, you caught the ball barehanded off the bounce, right? He would pop that ball at you, and it was a hands training. It was a hand-eye timing coordination drill. But you would pop the ball, and the boys would catch it off the ground and flip it back to the coach, and then he'd hit it to the next guy, next guy, next guy, and you'd catch it off the bounce. And you did this barehanded. That's why they call it Pepper, because it's stinging hands a little bit. It's a great drill. It's a drill. If you've played baseball, you played Pepper. And you would watch Ron Washington, and like every infield starter, that's what they wanted to go do. They just wanted to be around Ron. And it wasn't like this is your obligatory drill thing. They wanted to be around him. They gravitated to him. So I think that's a part of it. I'm not saying if Ron Washington was still on the staff, things would be different. I'm not saying they wouldn't be. But I'm not even going to go there yet. Here's where I am going to go. I don't recall which game it was, because I wasn't watching it. I just got a text from a friend of mine, a buddy of mine who is a Braves guy. And he said, did you see this? And I said, what? And he sent me a clip, a link to a social media account. And somebody out there, if you're listening and you know what I'm talking about, 844-326-3663, text me the context because I don't have the mental fortitude to go look it up right now because I know it's just going to aggravate me more. And I promise, if you're not a baseball guy, you're not a Braves guy, let me get through this and then I'm done with it for the day. Okay? Just let me get through this. So, one of the last handful of games, the Braves have lost four in a row, I think six of the last seven and seven of the last nine. It's not going great right now. Again, 39-50, 13 and a half games off Philly for the lead in the division, 11 games below 500 for the first time since 2017. 2017 was kind of the year that they cut a bunch of fat, locked in, brought some guys up, and started trending up to the 2021 World Series. I don't remember which game it was, and I don't remember if the home run that was hit by the Braves brought them to within one or tied the game. But somebody hit a dinger, rounded the bases, came back to the dugout, and like popped a shoey. We've talked about shoeys on this show a lot. You know what a shoey is. You take a shoe off, you pour a beer or a shot into it, you drink it out of the shoe. It's a very Aussie, oi, oi, oi celebration. But like it's caught on because it's very frat boy, all right? And as much as everybody says we hate frat boys, they're everywhere right now. Like, there's clearly some love for the frat boy lifestyle. I'm not against it. In fact, even as a 40-year-old, I still have my moments, all right? I have done a couple of shoeys. Post-triumph wins in the parking lot, I've hit a couple of shoeys. I'm not against it. So, clean shoe. Clean shoe. Not just, like, pop it off and take a clean shoe.
Okay, I'm not, I mean, you're on a roll, but I'm just, I think
yeah, I don't pop my own dirty-ass shoe off and do it.
I think we have questions here.
The Riot has a, we have a shoey shoe. We have one keep it clean shoe. Like, all it's used for is a shoeys. Okay? So.
But multiple people drink out of it?
Yeah, I mean, that's the same as drinking out of somebody else's cup. You know, it's just a shoe instead. Totally normal. Don't ask questions.
All right.
It's totally normal.
All right, I'm done.
So. Player hits a homer. It either tied the game or got him within one. It was not a go-ahead smash. And they go back to the dugout, and they I don't even remember like if they actually did a shoey or if they did water or what it was, but like they faked a shoey in the dugout. And I'm sitting here going, all right, I want to get the context of this right. You are double-digit games off the lead of a division that you were predicted to win. You are double-digit games below 500. I had Bob Nightingale, the legendary MLB writer for USA Today, on my show on Saturday. And Bob was on, and I said, Bob Nightingale, we are a week and a half away from the All-Star break. Who is your biggest success story and your biggest disappointment from the first half? And he said, well, I got two biggest disappointments for you, the Baltimore Orioles and the Atlanta Braves. And I said, well, I asked for one. And he goes, oh, you'll have one. He said, whoever loses this series upcoming between the O's and the Braves, whoever loses this Friday, Saturday, Sunday series, whoever loses that series is the biggest disappointment of the first half. He said, now it's in Atlanta, so the Braves should win it, but hey, you never know. Well, they not only did not win it, they got swept by Baltimore in a three-game set. I got you 13 and a half games off the division. I got you 10 games at the time. It was like either 10 or 11 games off the 500 mark in a year that same Bob Nightingale coming into the season when I said, hey, can anybody stop the Dodgers? Or are the Dodgers not a team of destiny? Because team of destiny implies that there was some like, you know, some string pulling in the supernatural to get you where you need to be. The Dodgers didn't do any of that. They just bought a great baseball team. Followed the rules, did nothing illegal. But they just went and paid $1 billion to get the best baseball talent assemblage of all time. I said, can anybody stop that team from winning the National League? And Bob Nightingale said, yes, the Atlanta Braves. He said, the talent they have, Austin Riley, Matt Olson, Sean Murphy, they got the talent to do that, and they're not. So a team that, and Bob's not a hot take artist. Bob Nightingale, I say this lovingly because I love Bob Nightingale, is maybe the most boring baseball guy on the planet. He is an old school baseball guy. There is no fluff. There is no hot take. There is no please click my stuff. He just calls it as he sees it, and he's very good at it. Bob Nightingale had you predicted as an NL contender coming into the year, and now he's called you the biggest disappointment in the, not in the National League, in Major League Baseball in the first half. And I got players going to the dugout, creating new celebrations in games that they're not winning. What are we doing here? What are we doing? I may have fun in sports, guy. Always have been. I think that teams, NFL teams, should be allowed to celebrate touchdowns. It drives me bananas that a wide receiver pops an 84-yarder and the offensive line aren't allowed to come into the end zone and hit the electric slide with them. It's a flag. That's dumb. The team did something special. Touchdowns aren't super common, unless you're the Bengals, but then you also give up a million, so who cares? Touchdowns are super common. I think everybody on the field that had a part in it should hit the celly. I think that baseball, a guy admiring a home run, having to take a fastball to the shoulder next time up, is stupid. If you don't want him to admire a home run, something that the best player in Major League Baseball might do 60 times in 181 games, 182 games, 60 times maybe, a third of the time, maybe he does that. Admiring the work, I think is acceptable. I think it's totally fine. If you don't want him to do it, don't give him a heater that he pops into another county. I am a pro fun and sports guy. When you're winning. And I'm even fine with winning a game. But when you're a bad team, and not just a bad team, but you're a bad team with expectations and you are nowhere near meeting them, I can't have that. Now, again, I will point that back to the coaches, because I'm going to tell you, and I don't know if this is a poor or a good reflection on me or whatever. When I was a coach at the, and I'm talking like high school, not like the little kids, but like a JV basketball coach back in the day. When I was coaching like JV basketball back in the day, if my team was down 20 and a guy popped a three and then ran back, you know, hitting the LeBron James, whatever, hitting the big three ball, throwing up the whatever, that dude's taking a seat. My man, you're down 20. We're down 20 points, and you're celebrating the thing you're supposed to do. Absolutely not. Go down there, meditate, have a smelling salt, grab a Gatorade, whatever you got to do, get your head back in the game. This is not the time. I am pro fun in sports. Sports are games. Games are fun. You are supposed to have fun. But at the same time, especially for guys at the pro level, there's a lot of people in this building spending a lot of money because they like watching a good baseball team, and you're not giving them to them. This is the same argument I point at the owners when their team is bad for years and years. And Pittsburgh Pirates right now, their team can't do much. They're just not good. They're just not. But when Paul Skenes goes out there and hits 14 Ks in a game, he should absolutely hit the celly on the way back to the dugout, to the locker room. When I look at this team, and this team is hitting new cellies despite losing games and being this far off the pace, and then they turn the camera and snits on the far side of the bench, and nobody walks down there and goes, "Hey, guys, maybe not the time. You guys stink. You're supposed to be one of the best three or four teams in baseball, and you suck. Maybe not the time to be coming up with new cellies. Maybe figure out what you did right so that you can go up there and replicate it so that we can keep winning baseball games." Nope, we don't do that. The boys go back, they hit cellies for dingers in games they're not winning, and they celebrate in like they just won the damn NL pennant. I can't anymore. This is part of the reason I am out, because I can't watch that in the dugout, but also lose 3-3 to the Baltimore Orioles, last place in their division. I can't do it. You know what I can do? Sit back, relax, unwind, and listen to the soothing sounds of Lonzo Sports Flash.
Yeah, you probably don't. You probably don't want to.
Calm down.
Because in case you didn't know, the Atlanta Braves were swept by the Baltimore Orioles across three games over the weekend, including a 2-1 loss yesterday. Grant Holmes took the loss despite six innings of four-hit, two-run ball with five strikeouts. The loss drops the Braves to 11 games under 500 for the first time since 2017. The United States men's soccer team came up a goal shy in the CONCACAF Gold Cup Finals, dropping a 2-1 result to Mexico to earn the silver medal. The match was the last competitive contest the U.S. will play in until the World Cup starts next year. It's a long way off. Carolina Hurricanes continue to add to their roster, signing forward Nick Ehlers to a six-year, $51 million contract. The unrestricted free agent was the last big name on the market and spent 10 years with the Jets, recording 225 goals and 550 points across 674 games. It's a lot.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.